Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Great to have you with us for this DriveCast. This past Sunday, we continued in our Build series where we're talking about how generosity leaves a legacy. And in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, it says this. Now, when it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, to Geshem, the Arab, and to the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall and that no breach had remained in it, although at the time I had not set up the doors and the gates, then Sanballat and Geshem sent a message to me saying, come, let us meet together at Chephirim in the plain of Ono. But they were planning to harm me. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? I think it's easy to see on the outside what's happening here, that there's these two leaders that are in the same area. Sanballat is risen to the level of governor from the Samaria area, and then Nehemiah gets appointed basically governor over Jerusalem for the period of this time. And Sanballat doesn't want to give up any power. He wants power, even if it's at the detriment of the people, because a wall being built around Jerusalem would only be great for the people and for the name of God. So Sanballat doesn't care less about any of that. He just wants power. Now that the walls are almost built, now he's sending a message saying, hey, come, let's get together. Let's hang out. Now, this might have appealed to Nehemiah in a couple ways, maybe for future, building some kind of diplomatic relationship with, you know, your cohort or whatever, or your adversary, rather, building some type of relationship that might work for the future. Maybe it might have appealed to Nehemiah saying, you know, here's a guy who's a cupbearer, and now he's coming to the table with all the other leaders in the area and helping develop what's going to happen in that area politically. Whatever the things that might have appealed to him, he says, no, I don't want anything to do with this. Why should the work stop? I'm doing a great work. And I think that's important because whenever the people of God try to do the work of God, there's going to be adversaries that try to stop us or distract us from what we're doing. In this case, Sanballat was clearly an enemy trying to stop Nehemiah, even potentially trying to take his life by trickery here. The thing is, Nehemiah was so focused on the importance of his work that he wouldn't allow that to happen. The importance of the work drove his life. Have you ever had a moment in time when you realize that what you're doing is really important? I mentioned the story on Sunday about a girl I met when I was ministering down on the campus at Ohio State University. I had shared the gospel with many, many students while I worked down there. And, you know, I always enjoyed my time sharing with students. But there was a moment when I was introduced to a young girl named Devin. Devin was from China. And she spoke English fairly well, but it was really her first time she's ever been in America. And I met her one day after a service, and I asked her if she knew who Jesus was. And she had no clue who Jesus was. She had not heard of him, didn't understand who he was at all. And I said, can I tell you about Jesus? And it was in that moment that I realized just how important my work was. That I was going to be the first person in this, you know, college student's life that would ever tell her about the gospel. And I realized that, you know, I was laser focused, no distractions, completely aware of the importance of that moment. I think in the same way, that's where Nehemiah was at. Like, he understood the importance of his work. But here's the reality for you and I. There are things that God has called us to that are just as important. We just don't see it the same way. Think about it. When God has called us to be part of his mission to further the kingdom, whether it's through serving in church or leading in our life groups or sharing the gospel with our friends and neighbors, we're inviting people into the relationship with God. That's an important mission. Our marriages, things that God has called us to, just as important of a work that God has called us to. Parenting, just as important as anything else that we're called to do. The way we handle our finances, the way we handle our skills that God has given us, all of these things are things that God has called us to do. And there's an importance to that work because we represent God. And I think if there's anything that the story of Nehemiah reminds me of, is that I need to take all of these things seriously. and remember that these are things that God has called me to. It's not more important for me to share the gospel with that young student. It's not more important to do that than it is to parent my kids and parent them well in such a way that they start to know Jesus. Well, I say that, and I just want to pray for us that we'll recognize the importance of the work God has us doing. Father, I do believe there's an importance to everything that we do that you've called us to, whether it's parenting, the mission work of the church, serving in our families and in our marriages, the way we handle our skills and our finances. God, we submit all these things to you. Help us to remain focused and not be distracted by any adversary. God, help us to see that adversary coming and not be distracted. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, as you're taking time today, I just want you to consider praying about your life and that you'd recognize the importance of your work. So maybe just take a second and do that. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.